culture. Oh, here's a good one. So I talked to one of the women that was on the alderman committee or on the city, you know, at that time. And she was talking about, you know, how upset she was with her daughter going down to the hippie, you know, with the hippies and this and that. You know, she was on the governing board thing. It was one of my tree surgeon clients. And I looked at her and I said, I got to ask you a question. So you can answer or you don't have to answer, but I'm really curious. I said, why did the Atlanta government permit the strip to even happen? Because they almost did a raid. They almost closed the strip down. They were going to surround it and come in and get everybody. Mm-hmm. And the reason I know this was going to happen is because I heard about it. I hopped on my bicycle because, you know, I can cover some real distance. And I heard that they were assembling at Georgia Tech parking lot. All the state patrols and the forces and the SWAT teams, you know, I heard that they were assembling there. And I thought, they ain't doing this. You know, I said, let me go look, you know. So I rode my bike and I went to Georgia Tech parking lot. And sure enough, there they were, hundreds of them. Man, they're all getting ready to swoop down on the strip.
Troopers, God.
Yeah. But they never did. You know, there were some, you know, that was those couple sort of riots. Mm-hmm. Sort of riots, but they weren't. They were warming up towards one. Oh. But that was when they were going to come down and sweep the whole strip. But anyway, so I asked this alderman lady, I says, why in the world did you permit this to even take place? I mean, the drugs were out in the open and this and that and this and that. I says, why did the government let this happen in the first place? And she said, to be totally honest with you, a lot of those people down the strip were our children.
Yeah.
They were our children. And we didn't want them to go to jail. We didn't want them to have a record. We didn't get them hurt. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, we permitted it to happen because they were our children down there.
Well, and we found historically that apparently because of the Piedmont, the Cotton States Exposition back in 1896,
yes. Mm-hmm.
that's always been where the weird folks could go. Homosexuals,
Artists.
Oh, the designated artists.
That was like the little area around Piedmont Park. First, all the artisans and people that did the sideshows for that. And the people who built it, the artisans that came in and built all the stuff.
What was the thing about Mrs. High giving her house? Oh, she supported artists, and she donated her house for an art gallery, Mrs. High.
Oh, yeah.
That became the High Museum, the site of the High Museum.
Oh.
But that was kind of the accepted place.
I see. It was a designated artist, Greenwich Village.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you know, the first time I went out west, you know, and hitchhiking up the coast out there, and every town I stopped and everybody told me there was an energy vortex there, and that's why it was so psychedelic. And so,
In Atlanta?
No, this is when I was on the west coast
time.
And so then when I got back, and as we've been researching this, it's like there's some kind of vortex under that area, that an energy that draws the artists and the weirdos and the wackos to that area in the whole southeast, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like my little magical world.
might be right, because this is, you know, this is a unique phenomenon, because we all knew that you were safe on the strip,
mm-hmm.
and when you left the strip, you were vulnerable.
Yeah.
And if you left the city of Atlanta, you were really vulnerable. If you